from St. Louis Public Radio. This is the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air. I'm Jason Rosenbaum. Later in the hour, we'll talk about Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's State of the State and budgetary address, and how the Democratic chief executive made national headlines when he compared President Donald Trump's administration to Nazi Germany. We'll also talk with Ken Martin about why he decided to come to Missouri on his first national tour as chairman of the Democratic National Committee. But first, more than 2 months after the voter-approved Amendment 3 went into effect, Planned Parenthood affiliates are once again offering abortions, or are about to offer abortions, in the Show Me State. That's because Jackson County Judge Jerry Jung froze licensing requirements for clinics, which Planned Parenthood cited as a major obstacle for offering abortions for the first time in years. Still, there are plenty of questions about how Planned Parenthood plans to transition into the post-Amendment 3 era. There's bound to be hiccups when Missouri went from having the most restrictive abortion laws in the country to having the procedure constitutionally protected. Joining us to talk about what's happening now and what could happen in the future for abortion access in Missouri is Nick Dunn. Dunn is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, the affiliate that serves the St. Louis region. Nick, welcome to the Politically Speaking Hour on St. Louis on the Air.
Thank you, Jason. Glad to be here.
The ruling last week that came out on Friday afternoon, have there been abortions performed at the St. Louis Planned Parenthood facility since that came out?
Well, first let me say that we were thrilled when Judge Jung blocked this discriminatory licensing requirement, and it did allow us, or gave us a clear path to begin offering abortions again in the state of Missouri. So right now we are just waiting on approval for our complication plan from the Department of Health and Senior Services. And so once approved, we will begin offering medication abortion again in our Central West End clinic in the St. Louis area.
Can you tell us what a complication plan is?
Absolutely. It's a, you know, a standard plan that we submit to the state of Missouri just to let them know what our emergency plans are in case, you know, something happens with a patient. You know, it's important to be prepared. And so we have submitted that plan to DHSS, and we're just awaiting approval.
There have been reports that the Kansas City Planned Parenthood Clinic performed their first abortion in years. There's been news that Columbia's clinic will resume within a couple of weeks. Have they not run into those complication plan issues that St. Louis has?
So the interesting thing about the laws in the state of Missouri is that the complication plan is only needs to be submitted for medication abortion, not procedural. So our partners over at Planned Parenthood Great Plains on the other side of the state, they have had to submit the same complication plan so they can begin offering medication abortion as well. And so we are doing that in tandem so we can provide, you know, hopefully in the coming weeks.
Now, I know that the judge's first ruling was voluminous and dealt with a lot of different things, but wasn't the complication plan requirement struck down in that ruling, or was it not?
It was not. So Judge Jung's ruling struck down many of the requirements of struck down the facility licensing requirement, but it did not strike the entire statute. And so what is remaining is the complication plan. But you know, as I said, the overall licensing requirement that the state had put in place was inherently discriminatory because it put an additional burden on abortion providers, whereas like your standard OBGYN's office would not be held to those same standards, despite the fact that they provide very similar care in terms of miscarriage care and other services.
Is there any time frame about when the Department of Health and Senior Services will approve the complication plan?
We are on their timeline, so I can't really, you know, speak to that timeline, but we are hoping that it will be as fast as possible because Missourians are, you know, waiting for access to abortion.
Is there concern, like given that we live in a state with a Republican gubernatorial administration, that they may slow walk this complication plan?
I can't speak to what their processes look like, but this is a pretty standard plan. It's been submitted before prior to our total ban in Missouri. And so we are hoping that this process will be expedited because of its similarities.
Now, you mentioned that when this plan is approved, the St. Louis Planned Parenthood Clinic will be offering medication abortions only. Mm-hmm. So my understanding is if somebody has been pregnant for more than 10 weeks, doctors would recommend a surgical abortion. So what options are available for people who fall into that category?
Yeah, so we offer medication abortion actually up to 12 weeks. We have been approved for that at our Fairview Heights Health Clinic. And so once the path has been cleared in Missouri, we plan to do that as well. But for procedural, again, we still offer that service in Fairview Heights, Illinois. And so we can support patients who need to get over there for those procedures.
Do you know when the St. Louis Clinic will be able to provide surgical abortions again?
Well, right now we are just working on getting medication abortion up and running. That is a critical step to, realizing abortion access in Missouri, with plans to scale up after that. With equipment, staff training, et cetera, we will be working over the coming months to institute procedural abortion again.
Now, again, the judge's ruling came down late on a Friday.
Yep.
So I'm not sure if everybody was glued to CaseNet or our phones like we were. But I'm curious, has there been a lot of people from Missouri and elsewhere who have called into the St. Louis Clinic and have inquired about getting abortion services since that ruling?
Absolutely. So our call center staff have been fielding a higher volume of calls from people who are, looking for those services. And so we're just making sure, as I said, that those folks are still able to access our Fairview Heights, Illinois healthcare facility while we wait on final approval from DHSS.
So let's talk about the licensing requirement that Judge Jung froze.
Mm-hmm.
Now that it's no longer operative, are Planned Parenthood facilities under any state-based licensing system at all?
So the decision from the judge actually put abortion providers like Planned Parenthood on equal footing with any other outpatient facility. Okay, so, previously, Planned Parenthood health centers were held to a much higher standard with requirements that were not even medically necessary, that included, pelvic exams for patients, even if they're seeking medication abortion, or, mandating certain widths for doorways and hallways. None of those had anything to do with patient health or safety. And so that is what is struck down. We are not held, aside from the complication plan we have to submit, we are now, as I said, on more equal footing with other outpatient facilities in the state of Missouri.
I ask because Republicans in particular who decried the ruling are now arguing that Planned Parenthood clinics don't have to follow any sort of health or safety standards. In fact, this is what Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin said about the topic earlier this week.
Last week's ruling is exactly what we warned would happen. Amendment 3 is opening the door to dangerous, unregulated abortion facilities with zero accountability. By striking down Missouri's licensing requirements, the court has prioritized the abortion industry over women's safety. These laws existed to protect women from unsafe conditions and reckless providers. Now, back alley abortions aren't just a risk, they're legal. Under Amendment 3.
That was Senate President Pro Tem Cindy O'Loughlin, a Republican from Shelbina, earlier this week. Nick, what do you make of the senator's comments there?
Well, this is just simply not true. As I said, by blocking the facility licensing requirements, we're now on equal footing with other outpatient facilities. And, we're not held to politically motivated standards at this point. We are still subject to, Medical malpractice, you know, suits just like any other physician would be. We're also held to the same standards for occupancy in our building. So, you know, we still have standards that we have to maintain for the health and safety of our patients. But by removing this requirement, we are able to provide the healthcare that our patients seek and trust from Planned Parenthood.
It's interesting that you mentioned medical malpractice, because that's been another talking point from anti-Amendment 3 people, that the language in it basically shields abortion doctors from any medical malpractice suits. Can you respond to that?
Yeah, that is just not true. Doctors, physicians have to be licensed in order to, you know, perform any sort of, you know, medical procedure in the state of Missouri. And so by removing these facility licenses, again, we are now on more equal footing, because abortion is healthcare, and we are being held to almost the same standards as other outpatient facilities.
I know that Planned Parenthood Great Rivers had a mobile clinic last year during the 2024 Democratic National Convention in Chicago that included medication abortions. Are there any plans to have mobile clinics throughout Missouri providing that type of service, especially if a physical clinic isn't available in a specific community?
Yeah, you know, all options are on the table right now. Right now we're just focused on getting medication abortion restarted in our St. Louis clinic, you know, with plans to scale up both medication and procedural abortion, you know, in the hopefully near future.
So it's a possibility that there could be mobile clinics offering medication abortions in the future.
The option is out there on the table. Like I said, we're just working on getting medication abortion started in St. Louis at our Central West End Health Clinic first.
I'm talking with Nick Dunn, the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Planned Parenthood Great Rivers. That gets us that last question about access beyond St. Louis gets us to a query from friend of the show, Angel of the Ozarks from Blue Sky. For the state, are there plans to expand services to other parts of the state? Springfield has a Planned Parenthood clinic. And for people down here, as well as the Boot Heel, our commute for an abortion hasn't changed much.
Yeah. So, you know, while we are thrilled, you know, with this ruling and that we have a clear path to restart access, you know, this doesn't happen with just the flick of a switch. You know, there, especially for facilities that are more, you know, rural areas of Missouri or Southwest Missouri, like, you know, Springfield, we have the facilities, but that's going to require, you know, training and equipment. You know, we have an amazing staff that has been on with us for many years, who are ready and willing to provide the service. We just want to make sure that we are equipped. In the meantime, we do provide transportation assistance through our regional logistics center. So if transportation is an issue for patients, we can assist them in making sure that they can access the care that they need.
Yeah, and I think that brings to mind another reality. Since Missouri has been a state with either restrictive or non-existent abortion access for quite some time, I'm not really sure if there have been a lot of doctors trained in Missouri that could perform abortions. Is that going to be a problem when your organization does have the ability from a physical structural standpoint to expand to places like Springfield or the Boot Heel or anywhere else?
Right. Yeah. And so, I mean, to your point, we have been focusing much of our attention on Fairview Heights, where we are able to provide abortion care. And so, it is very important that we can ensure access for people throughout Missouri. But as I said, you know, it doesn't happen immediately. And so we are hoping that as we look to expand and look to recruit additional physicians, that that will expand our capacity in order to offer it in Southwest Missouri.
Now, obviously, we're at a very early point in the resumption right. of abortions in Missouri. Again, I've said this several times. This decision was less than a week ago. But I do know that Missouri will border a number of states that have either restricted or completely banned abortion. And we saw with Illinois that there was a huge influx in patients after Roe versus Wade fell. Is Planned Parenthood Great Rivers and also Planned Parenthood Great Plains like expecting a similar thing to happen in Missouri in the coming months and years?
Well, you are right that in Illinois, when the total ban went into effect in Missouri, we did see a major influx of inquiries from patients, not only from Missouri, but from other banned states around the country, you know, especially along the South, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida. All of those were coming to Fairview Heights in order to get the abortions that they needed. And so we do anticipate that there will be an increase or an influx of patients that are able to come come to Missouri because it's closer for them. It is too soon to tell like what that volume will look like, but we are preparing to make sure that anyone who needs that care can come to Planned Parenthood and receive it.
Please be sure I'm not making this comparison to belittle the fact that like abortion is legal again. But when Missouri legalized marijuana, we saw what happened, that we became a marijuana, you know, selling state that went above Colorado levels. I don't know if the same expectation is going to be there for abortion access because Illinois is right there and Kansas is also there.
Right.
But could you see a similar dynamic possibly happening here?
I mean, at this point, it's all still hypothetical. We're not sure. But as I said, we are preparing to welcome patients, you know, with medication abortion. And, you know, I think we'll have a better idea of what that volume of patient interest looks like once the service gets started.
Now, last Friday's decision was in some respects an amendment to the prior December decision. And that enjoined a lot of other laws that I would like to ask you about. And one of them is what's known as like a telemedicine ban. Mm-hmm. What does that functionally mean for someone to say, have a preliminary appointment with a Planned Parenthood doctor over Zoom or Google Meet or whatever, rather than having to be physically in the clinic? Is that possible now that that law has been enjoined?
So the telemedicine ban has been blocked as part of the preliminary injunction, but the in-person physician requirement is still in place. And I know that probably sounds contradictory, but we do still have the requirement in place that patients must meet in person with a physician in order to access, you know, abortion care. But I should also note that these are temporary blocks. We are still in litigation, and so we're going to continue to fight this in the courts until patients in Missouri and anyone who comes to Missouri can access the full spectrum of care, including abortion.
If that in-person same doctor requirement was eventually struck down when this case goes into like the full trial in 2026, would it be possible for a doctor to prescribe the abortion pill to someone over Zoom or Google Meet rather than having, and they could take that medicine at home rather than having to go to a Planned Parenthood facility?
Yeah, so I mean, we all already offer the telemedicine abortion through our Fairview Heights facility. And we use the PP Direct app, which is a resource for patients who can order their medication abortion online, go through a brief check-in with a physician, and then we can send those medications directly to their home so they can administer in the safety of their own home. And so we are hoping in the near future to be able to provide that care as well.
Now, predicting what appellate judges are going to do is kind of a fool's errand, but, mm-hmm. you know, it is expected that after this trial with Judge Jung goes into, like goes to its logical conclusion next year, it's going to be appealed either way. Is there some concern that this newfound access may be temporary, either because maybe at the trial level, some of the things that have been enjoined might get unenjoined, are that the Court of Appeals or Supreme Court may not hold up what is in place right now?
Yeah, so I mean, we don't know what will happen moving forward with the litigation, but you know what we do know is that our patients are our first priority. They are a North Star, and we are advocating for them in the courts to ensure that they can access the care that they need. And so while we are continuing this litigation through till next year, that's going to be our main concern, is ensuring that our patients can access the care no matter what.
Now, I would be remiss if I wasn't talking about how the legislature plans to respond to Amendment 3. There's obviously the potential they may put something to repeal or replace Amendment 3 on the ballot, which I don't know what it is. It's kind of speculative. But another thing that I think House Speaker John Patterson mentioned is that could affect it more sooner than that, is that they may try to redefine what viability is via statute, and they may try to regulate abortion after viability, which in Amendment 3 is defined, and I'm paraphrasing here, please correct me if I'm wrong, is when a physician determines that a fetus could survive outside of the womb without extraordinary medical intervention. Is Planned Parenthood, Great Rivers, concerned that those two things could affect abortion care under this current legal limbo, so to speak?
Yeah. So, I mean, attempts like these are nothing new to us. You know, we live in the state of Missouri, where, you know, a vast majority of our elected officials are, you know, anti-abortion politicians. And so we know that they are going to stop at nothing to continue to restrict abortion access in Missouri, even in spite of what the voters supported. So I think the important thing to note here is that when anti-abortion politicians push these initiatives or these bills through, you know, the House and Senate, it impacts patients more than anything else. It creates confusion, and sometimes patients will defer their care just because they don't know what's going on. And so, you know, while this is going on in, you know, the Missouri legislature, our recommendation to anyone who is confused by this is to talk to their physician, talk to their provider, and see what is the best course of action for them and for their health, and what they are, what care they are able to access at that given time.
And viability is obviously kind of a controversial thing in the pro-abortion rights community. But can you talk about what, and eventually, let's just say when your clinic offers surgical abortions, mm-hmm. what would be allowed after viability if a pregnancy kind of fails in a tragic manner, mm-hmm. basically?
Well, you know, every pregnancy is unique. And so we are at our trained licensed physicians approach it that way. You know, I think regardless of the law, it doesn't really capture the nuance that comes with, you know, being pregnant and the many complications that may come with it. And so, you know, our focus is on our patients and making sure they get the care that they need, that is compassionate, that, you know, respects their privacy, and actually addresses their needs.
Nick Dunn is the Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Planned Parenthood Great Rivers, the affiliate that serves the St. Louis region. Nick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Jason. Glad to be here.
Today's episode was produced by Jason Rosenbaum.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Dorr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.